Again, good to see you guys. It's been a long time, and gals. But today truly is a pleasure for me. First of all, talk about the style of defense I think we want to play. Smart, fast, physical. And we'll continue some things that we have been built upon. And one thing that I know we have is some guys up front that can flat get after the quarterback. And we don't want to take any steps back. We just want to get better. And with that said, one of the brightest defensive minds that I've ever been associated with as a player or a coach is our new defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles.
Thank you. I'd just like to say, you know, it's an honor to be here. I think defensively, these guys, you have a lot of horses up front, as Coach said. And we're going to continue to build on top of that, hopefully add a few new pieces, and we're going to get after it.
Coach, Bill Parcells is a big part of your life. Can you kind of talk about, characterize what and all he instilled in you, how big a part he was?
Bill actually taught me the game when I first came in the league as a professional coach in 2000 with the Jets. He was the general manager, and he pretty much taught me not just learn DB play, but learn what everybody does and learn the core pieces of a 3-4 defense and why they work, how they work, and what to install first and what to get first. So he's had a big part of my coaching life and my professional career.
How did you come in contact with him?
When I played for the Redskins and he coached for the Giants, we were constant rivals back then in the Lawrence Taylor, Joe Jacoby days. So. And we're both from New Jersey. He's from Hackensack. I'm from Elizabeth, so we have plenty of run-ins.
With the team you're taking, obviously a lot of talent, they had a great loyalty to their previous coordinator. Is there any kind of winning over you're going to have to do to have that kind of trust transferred to you?
No, I just think it's hard work. You know, it's part of the business. Players go and coaches go, and we all have our favorite players and our favorite coaches, but they know it's part of a business just as we do, and we'll continue to work together, and I'm going to coach them hard and make them play better, and they're going to work hard, and we'll get it together.
What do you think when you look at, think about speed, what do you think overall when you look at the way they played last year?
I think they're fast. They get after it. They like to play football, and, you know, they're hungry. You know, they play very fast, and they're tenacious, and that's a great thing.
What will be your base defense?
34.
You know, a certain philosophy when it comes to that?
It'll depend on who we have and who's healthy and who we're playing against, whether it varies a little bit here and there.
What would be the similarities to what they did here last year? What would be the differences?
I can't answer it completely, but similarities would be we'll still be getting after it. You know, we'll still be getting after it, and depending on the piece or two that we add, it could be a minor difference here or there.
Players have stood out here before. What do you think the upside of Darrell Washington is looking at him?
Again, I've just got here without looking at all the film yet and all the games yet. Judging by his college film and some of the things I've seen on him, he has a great upside. He's fast. He's tenacious. He can blitz. He can cover. You know, he's young, so his career is just starting to take off.
He's rich, too, so I guess.
I guess that helps.
How about Patrick Peterson?
You know, he was great in college, and he continued to be great when he came here with the Cardinals, and we're just looking for great things from him continue forward.
What's it mean to you to have Coach Arians want you and choose you when you consider that the defense was already in good hands as it was, and he already had a relationship with the other previous defensive coordinator, but he wanted you to be the guy to go forward here in Arizona?
I mean, that meant the world to me. You know, Coach has been around me and been an influence on my life for a long time, personally and professionally. And for him to want me here and help him coach trying to get to the Super Bowl and win one, it means everything to me.
Can you take us back to sort of the early days, what your first impressions of the guy next to you were?
The very first impression I had when they came from Alabama to Temple, you know, it was me, Kevin Ross, and Anthony Young, and they came from the SEC, and We played eight-man front, and we were trying to stop the run against everybody, playing three deep where we used to play combination coverages. So we came out trying to stop the run, and the only problem was we were playing against Dan Marino and Doug Flutie and a bunch of other guys, and nobody was running the football.
We blitzed them.
To learn a player, you got to find out what makes him tick, what motivates him, what he's playing for, what kind of coaching can he take, what kind of teaching can he take, and what he responds to and doesn't respond to. How best can you get that guy to play? It's not about how much we know, it's how much he can learn.
Take you to discover that? Is everybody different? Is usually take
everybody's trip? Different. Some people you can walk in a room and tell, and some people it'll take a couple days and a couple weeks to figure that out.
Does it, given some of the successes that this defense had last year, does that, do you think that makes your job any easier coming into this situation, or does it make it harder?
I don't think it makes it easier or harder. I think players are always going to be players. I don't think you get any better or worse by who comes in or who doesn't come in. And the fact that things are going to be a lot similar should only help out. And we'll teach a few different things. You know, I thought Ray did a good job when he was in here, and I thought the players did a good job. We're just going to try to add on to that.
What did you learn, if anything, as a coach, taking over a difficult situation last year, mid-year in Philadelphia?
You just have to stick to your morals. I don't think 1 year makes you a bad coach or a good coach. You know, you go by your body of work, and some, when things go down, you can tell good or bad. When things go good, you can tell what a person really is. When things go bad, you can tell what kind of person it really is. So you stay even keeled in this business. If you're in it long enough, you're not going to have success every week or every day, you know, and you try not to get too high or too low.
Is it fair to ask you if some of your guys quit on you last year?
It's fair to ask, but I couldn't answer for them. You would have to ask some of those guys. I could say some people didn't play well, you know, and I really can't say whether some quit or didn't quit.
Having played the Cardinals, and I think you interviewed for the job when Coach Wisenhunt was looking for a coordinator right. One time. Do you already have a pretty good beat on personnel here and the organization?
A few guys, you know, there aren't as many here as two, I think it was 2 years ago when I interviewed, as it was that back then. You know, you have a beat on the guys when they come out of college, but in their pro careers, you got to look at some film and see what they've done since then.
Would this be at all a dramatic change for players in system style?
No, I don't think so.
Coach Arians, with all the attention on the offense and all your people you brought in to work on the offense, how much are you counting on the defense?
Okay,
you guys
are
pretty good now. Let's just build on that.
No, I think that's the whole football team. Every player in every phase needs to get better. I'm not a statistic guy where a defense is ranked and where an offense is ranked. The only ranking that matters is wins and losses. Yes, we want the number one defense in the league. But is that in yards? No. I want the best third down defense, the best red zone defense, the best 2-minute defense. I don't really care about yards. I think that's a bogus stat. I want to be a great situational defensive team. I want to be a great offensive situational football team, and I want to be a super great special teams team. I don't get caught up in those stats. And, you know, whether a defense is winning and an offensive loses, they don't put that up on the scoreboard. The Cardinals lose or the Cardinals win. That's all that matters.
What does it mean, though, when you look back on the film, that in spite of all the horrible offensive problems, the defense kept playing hard and played pretty well?
Speaks volumes for the leadership on defense. And I think there were times when they played well as a team that might have gotten overlooked, too.
Bruce, you've talked a little bit about the reasons for hiring, and forgive me, a lot of the things that we expect to hear when a guy is hired for this position. Can you take us a little deeper? What tells you right in here this is the right guy for the job?
I've known him for a long time. Like I said, I've watched him grow throughout as a player, one of the best, smartest defensive backs to play in this league. And then as a coach, watch him grow and see the people he's been around who have won championships. And There was never a doubt if I ever got a head coaching job, that's who I was going to first.
Are you worried about losing him someday? A lot of his former players have said they're surprised he's not a head coach.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And hopefully he's going to help me groom the guy that's going to take his place, because I don't think there's any doubt he'll be a head coach soon in this league.
What is it about defensive backs that makes him such a good defensive coach?
I don't know. I don't know going forward, but, you know, as a defensive back, especially as a safety, you get to learn the whole defense, and you have to learn the entire defense and line everybody up. So maybe you're doing some coaching as you're playing because you have to do so many things. So that helps out a little bit.
Bruce, we mentioned Patrick earlier. Are you comfortable with him returning as many punts as he's done?
Yes, indeed. He can't get his hands on the ball enough for me. You know, as long as that other team's punting, he's going to be back there. And hopefully they're punting a lot. Till he waves me out and says, hey, coach, can I take a blow? Yeah. That's a scoring opportunity every time.
What does it mean to take over a confident? Nobody's more confident than Patrick Peterson. There's a lot of guys on that defense that are confident. How does that make your job easier?
It's always half the battle when you got guys that want to, you know, and we have a lot of guys that want to, and it's just our job to make sure we put them in the right positions and we make them understand situational football, but that's half the battle.
How much film have you already digested since you've been out here?
Not much, maybe a game and a half at the most right now.
You got a pretty busy schedule coming up then?
Yes.
Have you spoken to any of the guys on the defense formally or informally? Have you spoken to any of the players?
No, not yet. You know, NFL rules don't allow you to do certain things right now.